What's up, Spartans? It's Dr. L here, your chief mind doc with Spartan Mind. Today, we're talking about how do you check in with yourself? What are some important questions to ask yourself so that you have a barometer of what's going on? Because oftentimes we can find ourselves not feeling great, like feeling maybe overwhelmed or stressed, or just like the world is coming down on us, like we've got too much weight on our shoulders. And we don't always know why, right? Because we maybe sometimes don't feel like we have time to check in with ourselves. So I'm going to run you through just a simple acronym that's going to help give you some tools to check in with yourself. And the acronym is HALT: hungry, angry, lonely, tired. All right, so the first question is, are you hungry, right? So what are the things that you're eating? What are the things that you're putting into your body that maybe are fueling you appropriately or not fueling you appropriately? Oftentimes when we feel stressed, tired, overwhelmed, it's because we're not fueling our body in the right way, right? Or the way that we're fueling our body is contributing to us feeling tired and overwhelmed. So I want you to really think about, what are the things that you're putting into your body? Are you nourishing it? Are you nurturing it? Okay. And if you're not, how can you make some changes? The second question is, who might I be angry at? Am I angry, right? Anger can be one of those feelings that we don't like to experience. So we usually transition it into feeling just stressed or feeling tired or feeling overwhelmed or feeling like we want to completely disengage with the world, because a lot of individuals aren't comfortable feeling angry. By the way, watch that episode, Understanding Your Anger. It was a few episodes back. So that question though can help you decipher, okay, am I angry right now? And who might I be angry at if the answer is yes? And then I would even ask you to go deeper. How do you need to address that, right? What are the steps that you need to take to resolve that anger or to just tolerate it? Because sometimes it actually can't be resolved and we just need to tolerate it and work through it until it passes. The third question would be, am I lonely? Right? So maybe you've disengaged a little bit from your friends. Maybe work has you at 70 hours a week and you've missed out on all those last social events with your buddies and you're feeling a little bit disconnected and isolated. Well, what are the ways that you can get back to your friends? What are the ways that you can re-engage, reconnect so that you feel a little bit more invigorated, right? And not so distant. And so that you can actually connect to individuals and let them know how you're feeling so that they can provide empathy. And then you can provide yourself with some self-compassion. So that other question, am I lonely? And the last question, am I tired, right? How much sleep are you getting? Are you resting? Are you giving yourself permission to restore your body, to restore your mind when you're feeling overwhelmed? Are you just jumping on the screens when you get home? Well, maybe you need to take a bath, right? Are you staying up and reading that last book that of the series of whatever it is that you've been reading that's just super awesome? Well, maybe you need to close the book, turn off the lights, and go to bed, okay? So reflecting on, am I tired? And how can you restore your body? How can you put your body into a position where it feels more capable and has more faculties to manage what's at place, right? So, hunger, angry, lonely, tired. That's the HALT method. And that's going to allow you to check in with yourself to a greater degree at any given moment so that you can really understand what you might be needing.